More than 2 weeks after Brett Crozer was relieved of command of the USS Roosevelt, videos continue to appear online demonstrating support for the captain. In 2 days, military spouse Chelsea Wooter's video received over 8,000 views on Facebook.
Thank you for your service. Stay strong.
The video mixes pictures of the crew cheering for Crozer as he left the Roosevelt, with well wishes from the families of the crew. Wooters is in San Diego. Her husband is on the carrier. They continue to support a captain who only took command in November.
Because he understood the value of his crew. He understood that they have families too, just like him. He understood the magnitude of the spiraling of the virus and that it was no longer at a point that they could control with all the steps that they were already taking.
The acting Secretary of the Navy, Thomas Modley, abruptly fired Crozer April 2nd, after the captain's letter was leaked to the San Francisco Chronicle. Modley then resigned after flying to Guam to give a rambling 15-minute speech over the carrier's loudspeaker, which was itself leaked.
It was my opinion that if he didn't think that information was going to get out into the public in this information age that we live in, then he was A, too naive or too stupid to be the commanding officer of a ship like this.
More than 12% of the more than 4,800 crew members have since tested positive for the virus, the largest outbreak in the U.S. military. Most of the crew has been moved to quarters in Guam while their carrier undergoes a deep cleaning. Mark Ganay met Brett Crozer in middle school in Santa Rosa, California.
He saw that something needed to be done to save the lives of his sailors, which I know he took extremely seriously. And that's very consistent with who Brett is. He's going to do the right thing. It was that moral fiber that I saw glimpses of when we were just 16, 17, 18 years old.
Ganay says Crozer, like a number of naval aviators of his generation, was inspired by Top Gun. He graduated from the Naval Academy in 1992. Initially, he was assigned to pilot helicopters instead of jets, but eventually he made his way to F-18s. That, in and of itself, was a rare move, says his academy classmate, Jerry Darren.
Unless you have an absolutely stellar reputation, not just as an aviator, but as an officer, they won't even consider to allow you to transfer.
By the time he took command of the Roosevelt, Crozer was among a rare breed. Aircraft carriers are the only ship routinely commanded by naval aviators. A painstaking career path that sends pilots back to school to learn nuclear power, then out to sea again to experience running a ship. Darren says Crozer, like other carrier captains, is the ultimate team player.
He's just a genuine person. You know, he's not a flashy, in-your-face kind of guy. He's a very loyal person, you know, to the Navy, to his crew.
Sailors on the Roosevelt say Crozer seemed like the only person taking their situation seriously. A sailor at Crozer's former command, the USS Blue Ridge, who did not want to be identified, says the captain would approach sailors on late-night watch to ask how they were doing. Not everyone supports the captain. Some in San Diego's military community feel, like Modley, that Crozer violated the chain of command when he sent the letter that eventually leaked. One sailor aboard the Roosevelt has died. Crozer has tested positive for coronavirus. He has been reassigned and is scheduled to come back to San Diego. In San Diego, I'm Steve Walsh.